This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There are reports that Saudi Arabian dissident Jamal Khashoggi may have recorded his own death on his Apple Watch, which was connected to the iCloud. He apparently turned on the watch's recording capability as he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Reports indicate the recording showed up on a cell phone Khashoggi left with his fiancée before he entered the building as she waited outside, and that the watch recorded not only Khashoggi's interrogation and torture, but also his murder. President Donald Trump talked to reporters about the release of Pastor Andrew Brunson Friday night. It was the end of a bitter diplomatic dispute between Washington and Ankara. Brunson was facing 35 years on terrorism and espionage charges, allegations Washington called baseless.
We're very honored to have him back with us. He suffered greatly, but we're very appreciative to a lot of people.
Trump told reporters Brunson will visit the Oval Office. On Twitter, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Trump administration is working to free others he called wrongfully imprisoned Americans. There is a report the Trump administration may return to a policy of separating families at the U.S.-Mexican border. The Washington Post cites anonymous sources who say the tentative proposal is meant to deal with what are called soaring numbers of families trying to cross from Mexico into the United States. Among the plans said to be under consideration, keeping parents in government detention while their children are taken to federal shelters where relatives or guardians could seek custody. Florida Governor Rick Scott has toured Mexico Beach, the town where Monster Hurricane Michael made landfall. The death toll stands at 17, and there are countless stories of heartbreak.
You know, our lives, everything we have is gone now and stuff. We lost all our cars, everything and stuff. And so it's sort of just hard to realize just what just happened.
This is VOA News. There is a new warning about the effects of climate change. The World Food Program says unless action is taken to at least slow down global warming, it could have a devastating impact on agriculture and the ability of people to feed themselves, making an existing problem far worse. The number of people going to bed hungry each day is estimated at 821 million. The head of the UN peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo says a UN employee in the eastern part of the country has tested positive for Ebola, the first such incident during the current outbreak. The news came after health officials warned that the rate of new Ebola cases had more than doubled since September. The World Health Organization says that insecurity in North Kivu province is undermining Ebola control efforts. The VOA's Lisa Schlein has a report from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports the epicenter of the Ebola outbreak has moved from the village of Mangina to the city of Beni, the scene of frequent attacks by a Ugandan rebel group against civilians and government forces. WHO spokesman Tarek Shazarevich says the dangers are too great for health workers to move around freely in so-called red zones.
We can't go for a couple of hours to some areas because there's either a shooting going on or there is a protest by groups in the city on this violence.
Shazarevich says the incidents have forced frontline workers to suspend important activities, increasing the risk of the spread of the Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Zimbabwe's growing economic crisis, which has recently sent consumer prices spiraling upwards and created shortages of nearly everything, is shaping up to be the first major test for Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was sworn in barely 2 months ago. Activists say this week's arrests of trade union members who plan to protest economic conditions has escalated the situation from a simple economic crisis to a wider, more unsettling one. Earlier this month, Zimbabwe's government announced a new 2% tax on money transfers and a plan to float the nation's unpopular tax on transfers and to float the nation's unpopular U.S. dollar-pegged bond rates. The result was higher shop prices, which prompted consumers to attempt to stockpile goods. A seat on the United Nations Human Rights Council has been granted to the Philippines, this despite widespread charges that Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug campaign operates far outside the rule of law. Human Rights Watch called Duterte's war on drugs a killing frenzy, which has left thousands dead. Russia's top diplomat has called the decision to recognize the Ukrainian Orthodox Church's independence from Moscow a Washington-backed provocation. Gene Randall, VOA News.